Zion Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Zion Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Props here. I know you've grown used to hearing that every week, and today's date is June 21st, 2021, but tonight is the normal day in which we do two live satellite radio programs, and then they are turned into our weekly podcast. This is just a short recording to let you know that there will be no new programs tonight or today, and I pray that we'll be back next week. What happened, I'm sure that you're wondering. If you're a regular listener, then you will know that I had an accident coming up the ramp to my office about a month or so ago. My foot slipped backwards on the wet ramp, and my ankle, my toes were bent up, and my ankle was twisted. My foot, my leg, and knee were all twisted, and I had very severe swelling. Really, you wouldn't have believed how swelled up my leg and my knee were. And it also throughout my back, which I have lower lumbar disc on the same side, that is a real big problem. Anyway, I was told that all it was a severe ankle sprain, and all else was okay. Okay, well, if there's a glitch in this right now, folks, that's because I was losing my voice, probably because of the medication, because I've been having to take very heavy-duty pain pills because of it. Anyway, yes, my ankle, my foot, my knee were all twisted, and even my back was thrown out. I was told that all was wrong was I had a severe ankle sprain and that everything else was okay. But I still had this funny little popping in my knee when I twisted it wrong, and it hurt really, really bad. But the swelling had went down in my knee and my leg almost, and almost all in the ankle. But still, I was very, very sore. Last Friday, I was able to walk really good. I thought, man, I'm really on the path to recovery. The swelling has went down. There's just a minimal amount of soreness in my knee and my leg and so on and so forth, and in the muscles, because I had even strained all the muscles in my leg. But I felt really on. I was almost recovered. And then I went to get up from my desk at the Wichita Mission Church, and I started to feel like my knee was going to pop. Instead, it just locked up, and it was incredible pain. I had to have my son take me to the emergency room because it was just unbearable. I then, after waiting for around for 4 or 5 hours, they really couldn't tell me much. I couldn't even straighten my knee to get it x-rayed, but they got him a portable machine and did. But they really didn't have an answer. They just gave me a powerful pain shot and sent me home. Well, from Friday through Tuesday, I slept sitting up in a big chair because it was so bad. The pain was. Finally, I got some of the movement back. I can't straighten my leg all the way by any means, but it was enough that I could go to bed on Tuesday night and once again be there in bed with my wife of 25 or 35 years. She'll get mad if she hears that. But my wife of 35 years going on 36. But I was able to sleep in my own bed. Well, I still cannot straighten my knee. And I went to the doctor, and they told me that I would have to have an MRI to see what is really going on. They didn't have a place to get me in for one until July 6th. So I'm looking for a place on my own that can get me in sooner, because they say I can't go to an orthopedic surgeon, which would be just an arthroscopic surgery, which is minor invasive, to get this fixed. But I can't do any of that till I get an MRI. Help me pray that the Father heals it, or that I do, in fact, get an MRI sooner. Anyway, I was just too sick to do radio today after being on pain pills and in all this pain. It just was impossible. In fact, I can tell my words are a little bit mixed up because of the after effects of these medicine, because I stayed off of them today to try to do radio, so my head might be clear. But the pain is overwhelming, and as is the effects from not taking pain pills. So pray for us, folks, please. Pray I have a quick recovery. Pray I get a sooner MRI, or again, that the Father just heals me. Pray for the Wichita Mission Church and the Mission Church financials. As I've been able to work, I'm not able to work on anything, website, breaking news. You see, we put the breaking news out at prophecyhour.com, and you should, folks should go over there and subscribe by email if you're interested in the latest breaking news, except for, well, this week. Usually, I have the latest and breaking things over there, and I also do three other websites, one for another ministry. We are seeing record numbers of people show up. In fact, Tuesday when I wasn't there, and my grandchildren even pitched in to help, but there was 100, and we fed 109 people. That's a record for a non-holiday. You understand, folks? We're just a Wichita Mission Church is just a family home church with a building. That's a lot of people, especially right now when we don't when it's down to just family doing the work. So pray for us. Those are record numbers, and I think that the numbers are going to go up all summer. So we really do need your support. We need you folks that are making regular donations. I praise you for that. And so I'm not trying to needle you folks for more money, but I'm talking to people that have never made a donation to us. Pray about a donation to the Wichita Mission Church or just Messiah's Branch, period. It'll go where it's most needed. Or pray about sending a donation for radio, because as you know, you folks are listening to radio programs, and we do bring you some guests. And by the way, I have a lot of new guests because we've cured the broadcasting problems that we had, like when we had Joel Richardson drop three times in a row and so on and so forth, and static problems. We have those problems worked out. So now I'm bringing on new guests, and I really have some good ones lined up for this summer. So stay tuned, folks. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church, and you can donate online, over the phone, mail a check or money order. I prefer you don't do over the phone right now because I'm ill, but mail a check or money order, or you can make a donation through PayPal. My phone number for PayPal is 316-619-4886. If you folks that know PayPal, you know that that's all you got to have is that phone number. Otherwise, you can go to prophecyhour.com, and there's a line right on the left top of the left side of the page. You click on that line, and it'll take you to PayPal where you can donate. Pray about a PayPal donation tonight and ongoing. Pray about supporting radio. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help. There's a lot of things going out there, folks, and we're going to keep you informed. In fact, I'm going to start doing a middle-of-the-week broadcast in which I just go over some of the news in short real quickly and let you know what's going on. We promise to keep trying to keep you informed as much as we can. You know, we also, I'm overdue for a mail-out newsletter. Pray for that because I'm unable to do any work right at the moment. Okay, so I need to get out of here. So remember, folks, remember, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Father, please bless these people that are listening. Lord our God, Father King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you would please, please, please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Prayerfully, folks, I'll be back next week. In Yeshua's name, amen and amen. Goodbye and shalom.
To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.